Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:27. The saints in Corinth are known as the body of Christ. They are also known as the church. Unto the church of God which is in Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all them that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:2. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he said, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 1:7. In closing this letter to the saints in Rome, he said, "The churches of Christ salute you." Romans 16:16. Paul also wrote a letter to the Ephesians and identified them as saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:1-2. The same blessings of grace and peace had been bestowed upon them as was bestowed upon the saints in Rome as well as Corinth. In every instance, God was their Father and Jesus was their Lord. When John, the apostle of Jesus Christ, wrote the letter of Revelation, he addressed the church of the Ephesians, Revelation 2:1. Let us draw these truths. The church in Corinth, Rome, and Ephesus was only one church. They were known to God and Jesus Christ. Blessings of grace and peace were bestowed upon them. They were in fellowship with God as saints. Do we see the connection between salvation and the church? Do we see that the church is the one body of Jesus Christ? In the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23. The church is the singular body of Jesus Christ, in which he is the head or authority over all things. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 1:18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.